Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, Jonah, our special guest is our Rotary District Governor nominee, Mr. Bill Bassett, and we'll be chatting with him about some of the remarkable Rotary scholarship opportunities that are available for people in the community.
That's right, not just Rotarians. And Bill Bassett, good morning. Welcome back to Radio Rotary.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Sarah.
We're delighted to have you here again.
Long time no see.
That's right.
So first, let's find out, what is a district governor nominee?
Yes, you need to explain it to Jonah, because right. He tries to call you other titles.
Terminology is hard to understand. I'm in line of succession to be the district governor in 2012 and 13. So that makes me the nominee. And we have a district governor-elect, Tansook Darwala, and he will be the district governor this coming year.
Right, so, but Bill, you know, people may be familiar with their own hometown Rotary clubs as being a great service organization populated by some of the community leaders, but what is the district? You know, what is a district governor?
Well, the district governor is responsible for all the clubs. We have about 65 clubs in our district, 7 counties, covers pretty much the mid-Hudson Valley, and so the district governor will be responsible for all those duties, work with the leadership in the district to make sure we have another successful year in 2012-13.
Just about 2,000 Rotarians.
And tell our listeners how many clubs there are in our district at 7210?
65 clubs.
Right.
65?
And about 2,000 members.
Yeah, right? And at the end of this broadcast, there'll be more, because they'll hear what a great guy Bill Bassett is and say, I want to join an organization as a man like Bill Bassett.
And so, and what club are you from?
I'm in the Wallkill East Club, which is a breakfast club. We meet in the town of Wallkill around Middletown, and folks can join us Tuesday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Perkins Restaurant.
And Sarah, your standard question is?
Is how's the food?
The food is very good. Very good. We have a Perkins breakfast every Tuesday morning.
A Perkins breakfast. Sounds not just good. A Rotary breakfast.
That's right.
A Rotary
that's
Perkins
right.
breakfast.
That's
well, speaking
well,
of,
that's
speaking
important.
Speaking of food, let's get to the meat and potatoes
yes.
of the interview.
There
you
go.
Going to talk to
Segway
us about,
king
thank you.
That you are.
You're going to talk to us about scholarships.
Sure.
What kind of scholarships does Rotary offer, not only to Rotarians who may want to learn more about leadership, but to the public, and especially to young people?
Okay, good. I'm actually the district chairman for scholarships, and that's how I got into all this. David Green, who was the district governor last year, asked me to head this up. And so I've been able to discover the opportunities for young people. I want to talk to two areas with you folks today. One is about the Rotary Peace Centers, and also our role as a Future Vision pilot district and how that can benefit us with scholarships.
Now, Rotary Peace Centers, that's something new. A lot of people are familiar, especially our regular listeners here at the Radio Rotary, about Rotary's push to end polio around the world. But another important aspect of Rotary is world peace and understanding. So tell us a little bit, what are Rotary Peace Centers? What's that all about?
Yeah, about 6 years ago, Rotary International wanted to do something more definitive about solving the issues of conflict and peace issues around the world. So they created, at the time, 7 peace centers. And let me share with you where they are, because they're kind of exciting. One is in Bangkok, Thailand, at the university there. One at Duke University and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The International Christian University in Tokyo, Japan. The University of Del Salvador in Buenos Aires, Argentina, University of Bradford in England, University of California in Berkeley, and University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia.
Now, it's not a coincidence, I assume, that these are all connected with institutions of higher learning.
Very, very high-level, top-quality institute, and most of them, I think all of them, had a center related to peace and conflict resolution, and that's how they were selected, because they already were
had
committed
something
to
going
this.
On.
Right, right.
Yeah,
so this is just a part of it. Now, the big news, which we heard at New Orleans at our international convention, is that there's a new center, and that's the Rotary Peace Center at Uppsala in Sweden. And again, a major competition worldwide for this extra site, and they selected Uppsala University because of the fact that they already had a Peace Center in existence.
So what exactly is the Peace Center? Is it a building? Is it a classroom? What is it?
It's a program within a major university that is part of the educational program in that university. But the,
I think it's their political science college, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Well,
usually connected to their political. I mean, I'm a little familiar with the one in Duke.
Okay. I would think that each one of those would have some kind of a connection to a major department in the university.
Yeah,
probably political science.
Field of study, something like that.
Right.
And
the exciting thing for folks in our region and Rotarians is that Rotary International pays the entire cost of students to go to these programs.
What age level students are we talking about? High school, college?
You have to have 2 or 3 years of work experience in
that
a related field.
Right.
And it's very flexible, but it's got to mm-hmm. be related. And you have to be a college graduate.
All right.
So this is a graduate level or postgraduate level.
Right.
Okay.
And if you go to one of the universities, for instance, in Japan, mm-hmm. you would be expected to have some language skills in that area. There is a non-degree program at the university in Thailand that does not require foreign language competency to do.
Oh, so you end up, if you go to this Peace Center, it worked towards a degree.
It would be a master's degree in conflict resolution, dispute resolution, something like that.
And Rotary pays the whole
Rotary
thing?
Rotary pays for the entire thing.
And so, how long are these degree programs? Are they uniform or do
they
vary
from
each
years.
Institution?
Most of them are 2 years.
So you would be there underwritten by Rotary for a 2-year graduate degree program.
Absolutely.
So the commitment is a 2-year program.
And then of course you're expected to
minimum
be an ambassador of Rotary while you're there and when you come home, but also work in that related field.
What are the obligations of the recipient after they've completed the study?
Yeah, to work in a related field.
That's it.
Right.
Of your choice?
And to promote. There is some career options, the assistance that's provided, but it's pretty much on your own
options.
Anywhere
in the world.
Right, right. We in Montreal, I think Jonah was there, we listened to a young man, the first one I've ever heard, who was from Cyprus, who spoke about his training at Duke, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. He went back to Cyprus, and he is working hard to try to settle the dispute between the Greeks and the Turks on that island, and it's a divided island. He's actually created a Rotary Club on the borderline between the two areas. And for the first time, Greeks and Turks together are coming to a Rotary meeting on the border.
Well, that's tremendous.
That's a great story. I love that story.
Yeah.
That's what got me fired up about it. So the good thing for Rotarians is that there is absolutely no obligation to the local Rotary Club for us to come up with any money to support this. Your only obligation is to promote it in your community. So you should be talking to local high school guidance counselors. You should be putting ads in the paper. You should be announcing it in any way possible to get the word out about this wonderful opportunity.
How about folks listening at home right now on Hudson Valley Talk Radio to Radio Rotary, and they may have a child, a nephew,
sure.
a grandchild who is eligible because they are a college graduate, might be interested in this. If they want to steer those young people in the right direction, do they go to the district website, or is there a website or phone number?
With the district website and click into the link for Rotary International. Type in Rotary Peace Centers. The information is very clear. It's an absolute wonderful resource. And then they have to start with a local Rotary Club. So we would have to, a local Rotary Club would start the process. They'd do the interview. Then it would go to the district and then recommend it to Rotary International. Our district can nominate as many candidates as we want to. And we happen to have a woman right now who is a potential candidate that we're working with. So we hope to have a candidate this year.
Well, that website is rotary.org, rotary.org. And folks, get a pencil and paper. We will talk about that in the second half of the show. But right now, let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell, our very special guest outstanding Rotarian Bill Bassett, who's telling us about Rotary scholarships available to you and your family. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210, Rotary International, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Tubewasser, and we are chatting today with our very special guest, who is a fellow Rotarian, but he's also the Rotary for Rotary District 7210, the district governor nominee, which means, Mr. Bill Bassett, that you are in line for succession to be the big poobah of our...
The big cheese.
Yeah, the big kahuna of our
big
area.
Daddy.
That's correct.
But you have a very specific job in the district. You are the chairperson of basically our what's the official title?
Our scholarship committee,
but it's for international study. It's for tell us exactly what that means.
Any scholarship that the district wants to get involved in would come under my committee's jurisdiction. And we had a university scholar recipient who was on your radio show.
Yes, she was.
She was the first one we dealt with. She went to the University of Jordan. And that's a good example.
And we sponsored her as...
Correct.
As Rotarians to do some postgraduate work.
Our district funded her trip to Jordan. She actually was a professor there. It was more of teaching than studying, but she was learning Arabic and all about the culture.
She was actually fascinating. We'd love to have her back again. Yeah. And I'm going to let you pronounce her last name because I had to practice it when we had her on the air several times.
Christine Goudry.
Goudry.
Yeah, that's her name.
And you were very involved in the selection process.
Correct.
And so give us an idea of if somebody is looking for funding for some type of program, and in
especially
this case,
the Rotary Peace Center,
conflict, peace and conflict resolution programs, and their international universities and places to study. Give us an idea of what that application process is, the deadlines, the timeline, etc.
Well, for the Rotary Peace Centers, because we have just created a new center in Sweden. Rotary International has extended the timeline to August 15th. So right now we have almost 2 months to get a name to Rotary International. So if there's a person out there who thought they might be interested in this kind of a scholarship, they should contact their local Rotary Club. They can go on the website and see the application process. but we really would like to know about them right away because it's June, July. We have to do
you
our
have a lot
club
of work
interviews,
to do.
Club interviews, and district interviews before they get promoted onto Rotary International.
And again, this is open to people in the community. This
correct.
Is not restricted to Rotarians. This is anybody who
well,
is interested.
Good
in
point,
spinning.
Sarah. That you actually Rotarians are excluded.
Is that right?
Yes.
And I had my bags packed.
So you cannot be a Rotarian, which is good, so that we get more people involved in Rotary. But just contact a local Rotarian, a Rotary Club, and get the information.
And again,
tell folks how to do that. You go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org, click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, you'll find out where the local Rotary Club is, and find out more about these Peace Center scholarships, and why not join us for breakfast or lunch or dinner, depending on what your club is? You might have so much fun, you'll join us and join the fellowship and get to be friends with outstanding Rotarians like Bill Bassett. So, Bill, is there anything else you wanted to say about Peace Centers, or can we go on to some of the other scholarships?
I think we've covered that. I did want to share with your audience some other scholarship opportunities and the fact that they should keep in touch with Rotary on an ongoing basis. If you have a child that's in college, finishing graduate school, keep in touch with Rotary because things are going to be changing quite a bit. We are what's called a Future Vision District. There's 100 districts around the world that were selected to be Future Vision Districts. Our district, 7210, was selected.
And we're like a pilot program.
We're a pilot, right. So what that has done for us is it allowed us a great deal of flexibility. We can choose what kind of scholarships to support. We could decide if we wanted to do undergraduate, which is a new twist, graduate. We could even do certification programs. For instance, we could help people to get trained in a foreign language without getting a degree. The Future Vision Pilot Program allows us to actually make up our own rules and not have to get Rotary International permission to do that. So
you're creating the guidelines.
That's correct. And they're not really in place yet because this is so new. We get money from Rotary International. It's called District Designated Funds. Rotarians contribute money to Rotary, and 3 years later, that money comes back to the district that will allow us to use it in any way we want. A good example is Christine Goodry that we just talked about. We used our district designated funds to send her to Jordan, and we did not have to get Rotary International's permission to do that. Rotary International is trying to give districts the opportunity to have more flexibility in making their own decisions and eliminate a little bit of the bureaucracy. So we're in the process of developing all that. We don't have a specific scholarship to offer at the present time, but I expect that would happen soon in the future.
You know, we've been talking about postgraduate work for young people and the Rotary Peace Scholars, but as district governor, of course, you're going to be taking over two outstanding programs that we have for high school students and college students, Interact and Rotaract. And if our folks out there have children or grandchildren who are mm-hmm. high school or college age, suggest that they get involved with the Interact Club or the Rotaract Club in your local school because they'll have a great time. And they will have first information on some of these fantastic scholarships.
Absolutely.
Now, what about some of the other initiatives that Rotary's taking under advisement and pushing that you'll be having a special eye on when you become district governor?
Sure. I discussed a little bit about the district grant for scholarships, but there's also an area called Global Grant for Scholarship. This one's a little bit more complicated. More Rotary International money and input would be involved, but this could involve, for instance, a student that wanted to study in a foreign country that would be connected to a grant already existing in a village or a community through Rotary. So there could be a multifaceted project. Rotary wants those programs to concentrate on six areas: peace and conflict, disease prevention, water and sanitation, maternal and child health, literacy, and economic and community development. Again, with some flexibility, these would be graduate-level programs that, again, would be fully funded through Rotary.
You know, all these are interconnected because if you don't have clean water and you can't be well, you can't work, and it's poor people that get involved in conflict. So it's all interrelated. It's a terrific program and a terrific overall policy by Rotary to push these various ideas for the betterment of the world. And that's why we have 1.2 million Rotarians around the world doing great things like Bill Bassett. Bill, what are some of the other opportunities that may be available to our listening public?
I was just going to mention again for the Rotarians listening that again it is their responsibility to get out to the local schools, even the local universities and institutions of higher education, to get the word out about these opportunities. Because sometimes it is a well-kept secret, and Rotarians have the opportunity to promote that and get the word out so that we know what exists. I think there are young people out there that would jump at the opportunity to be involved in some of these programs.
Absolutely.
Now, Bill, just in a couple of weeks on July 1st, you get to step up, as we say in baseball, to the on-deck circle. You'll be our district governor-elect, which means after our very energetic district governor, Tansuk Dorawala, you become district governor in 2012-2013, right?
Correct.
What are some of the initiatives or some of the things you'd like to see happen in the Hudson Valley as far as Rotary is concerned?
Well, my background's in education, so I am focusing as much as I can on literacy. There are a lot of literacy programs around, many of them sponsored by Rotary, and there is a great need in there for help in the literacy area. So that's one of the areas that I'm focusing on. Our Avenue of Service, New Generations, fits in with that because that would address the needs of the youth. And so that's one of the areas that I'm thinking of focusing on.
Well, Bill Bassett, I know it's going to be a great year when you become district governor. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on Radio Rotary.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
And Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, this week, Jonah, Radio Rotary has been brought to us by Rotary District 7210, Rotary International, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, my co-host, our producer, the lovely Betty Renner, we want to thank you all for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
New Paltz Rotary Club will be holding its 8th annual Scholarship Scramble Golf Tournament at Apple Greens Golf Course in Highland, New York on Friday, July 22nd.
Registration is 8:30 in the morning. Tee off at 9:30. This is a two-man scramble.
Cost is just $105 per person and includes 18 holes with a cart, lunch at the turn, an after-golfing celebration, and awarding of prizes from 3 to 6 p.m. at 36 Main Restaurant in New Paltz.
Open bar, food, fun, prizes for all, and great Rotary Fellowship.
Proceeds benefit $9,000 in scholarships given to local students.
Don't forget the date, Friday, July 22nd. For more information, contact Mike Fairweather at 845-255-0116.
Or email scholarshipscramble@verizon.net. That's 845-255-0116 or scholarshipscramble@verizon.net.